This next one requires a bit of a gloss. The event it's referring to is an old folk tradition in rural Ireland that would take place on St. Stephen's Day, December 26th, which was a very old tradition, but like most old traditions, it got subsumed into Christianity when the people converted. King of the Wrens. St. Stephen's Day, dawn, my turn to die, strung up atop a holly tree. I'm such a small thing, not much bigger than your thumb. And yet they came, little clods of boys with great big novelty sticks, and clubbed me down. Festooned with ribbons, crowned with bright paper, I'm better dressed than other birds and called a king, all because my forefather stowed away in a dark crevice beneath eagle's feathers, then launched himself higher than we had ever gone, maybe higher than we little birds should ever go, if kingship means hanging upon this tree. I hope the cork blacking the little butcher's faces burns into their cheeks, the straw takes root in their arms, and their warbling voices turn fully into mad bird boy cackling, that their mothers chase them away with brooms, and their sisters fling rocks and drive them to me. Is this bitterness unbecoming of a king? Very well. Give them tuppence for my funeral. See that they bury me in a high place, where I can see these trees, their town, the dance my blood money pays for. But not before I ask. St. Stephen, you pleaded that those who stoned you face no punishment, no penance. Couldn't you have spared a word to God for the lowly wren? He wasn't after betrayal. He was merely startled by a man, you, hiding beneath his home, huddled under his tree.